Mixie, Trixie and the Soldier, or The Decline and Fall of Merry Old England. Chapter 1. A Knock at the Door.
The day the soldier came, Trixie had one of his really bad turns. Locking himself in the attic, he threw the key out of the skylight and then began yelling for someone to come and let him out.
Let me out of here!
Poor Mixie. Now she'll have to go out into the garden and look for it. Just then comes a knock at the front door. The bell's out of order. Wiping her hands on her apron, she goes and opens. There stands the soldier in his red coat and plumed busby, all his brass buttons winking in the sunshine.
"Oh,"
Mixie said, blushing. "You could have knocked her down with a feather." The soldier glanced at the notice in the window. Board, B-O-R-E-D, and lodging, spelt proper.
"Oh,"
said Mixie again, all smiles and dimples.
"I see. Come in."
He did. Just then comes another yell from the attic, followed by loud thumpings.
"That's my hubby,"
she explains, as the soldier steps inside.
"He's not feeling too good today."
The soldier nodded, sympathetic. "Nice place you've got here," he says, reading what Mixie's grandmother's pearl stitching says. A bit of squiff as usual, on the wallpaper.
"Home is home, be it never so homely."
"Could do with a lick of paint, though," he adds helpfully. They go out into the garden, and the soldier picks out the attic key from among the nettles. Then they go up, Mixie warning him to mind the broken stair. Bending down, she shouts breathlessly through the keyhole.
"Oh, dear. Now you behave yourself. We've got a military gentleman here what wants a room."
A dead silence follows. How many years is it since Trixie settled in the attic with his bottles of pills, his gramophone and his two thermometers? Then they go downstairs, past the loo singing its leaky little song on the landing. And she makes him a nice cup of tea. Nobody makes such a nice cup of tea as Mixie does.
"Slice of cake, dear?"
she asks, smiling at him out of her big black eyes. And that was how the soldier came. How proud she is as she toddles up the high street with her handsome soldier after her, carrying her two shopping baskets. It's
"Morning, Mixie,"
and
"How you doing, Mixie?"
and with a wink,
"Lovely weather we are having, Mrs. Mixie."
All over the place. She nods graciously to right and left, like the Queen. Everyone knows Mixie. But my, how heavy they are, her shopping baskets. This morning, Mixie's shopping's really gone over the top. It's a lot worse than having to strut up and down in front of Buckingham Palace. Seeing them go by his dusty antique shop, old Mr. Moth's eyes almost pop out of his head, and he swallows twice. Why does Mr. Moth swallow? Oh, that's a long, long story. Stick with us to the end, and you'll find out. Now they're home again. The soldier sinks down on the sofa. He's all in.
"Never mind, dear,"
she says, wiping the sweat from his brow.
Tomorrow you can mend the broken stair, like you've promised.
Oh, yes, yes. Tomorrow.
But tomorrow never comes. Can it be he doesn't know how?